Baseball and books. Two shining examples of American culture. Baseball and books. And then we have Barry Bonds and James Fry. Bonds is well on his way to breaking the most cherished record in all of baseball. Most all-time home runs. Bonds and some of his other players in the major leagues, they've been under a cloud of suspicion for some time. And this week for Bonds, it broke. New reports surfaced that allege that Bonds transformed himself into a superhuman hitting machine with an assortment of steroids and other banned substances. While these charges remain allegations, nobody can deny the soiled state of America's pastime. We've seen too much from too many different players. Nobody can deny that our game has been hijacked by cheating and artificial enhancement. James Fry, author of A Million Little Pieces, over 3.5 million copies were sold last year. It's a runaway hit. The only new release that sold more than that book was the latest installment of Harry Potter. Enthusiastically praised by Oprah, this memoir of Fry's own drug abuse and criminal activity kept America riveted. We were talking about it in our offices. We were reading it on our lunch breaks. We were standing around talking about it at the water cooler. And then came the revelation. Fry lied. The book contains exaggerations and it contains fabrications. Barry Bonds and James Fry. The whole country stands in judgment against them. Cheaters, liars, corrupt and deceitful men. But is it too easy? Too easy on us to simply dismiss these two? Is it too convenient for us just to label them as frauds and then move on? As Rabbi Wolpe suggested to me earlier this week, the story of Bonds and Fry gets real interesting when we ask, why? Why did they do it? Why would a gifted and accomplished superstar inject himself with drugs designed for cattle? Why would an author offer lies, presenting them to the world as his own life story? The question why is most relevant because it's the most revealing, not only about Bonds and Fry, but about us. The answer to this question reveals something about us. Something about us as individuals and something about us as a community. And it's something that we need to change. Let's ask the question. Why did James Fry lie? Why did Barry Bonds take steroids? Staying with Bonds for a moment. Imagine your whole life you are trained to do only one thing. To be the best baseball player in the world. And you are almost there. You are fantastic. You are one of the best. But you have been raised to distinguish yourself, to go that extra bit further. Is it hard, imagine, making the jump to steroids? This type of pressure, An incessant drive to succeed is not unique to Bonds or any other competitive athlete. And it's not unique to James Frey or any other aspiring author. This type of pressure is all around us. And it's part of our own lives. We push too hard. Pressure isn't unique to us. Through 40 years of traveling through the wilderness, Moses consistently faced challenge after challenge. The pressure to lead his people, to help them survive, it was intense. And there were times that it seemed that it was too much for him to bear. There were times when he hoped and he prayed that God would allow him to quit. But Moses endured. And then, finally, at the end of the journey, it became too much. God asks Moses to draw water from a rock with his staff. Moses becomes frustrated, and he hits the rock in anger. It becomes clear to God at that very moment that Moses could not lead the people into the promised land. The pressure had become overwhelming. A new leader for the conquest needed to be found. While pressure has been felt by people throughout the ages, before us today, there is a clear problem. We push too hard. It starts with our children. Our children, their days, they're overprogrammed. Their lives are overstructured. And there are too many demands put upon them. We push too hard. Studies confirm that the amount of homework given to 6 to 9 year olds has more than doubled in the past 20 years. And after finishing homework, it's not enough for Sam to play the trumpet in the school band, practicing with the band twice weekly. No, Sam has private lessons several times a week, and he needs to practice every day. Because he is trumpet playing, that's going to get him into the Ivy League school. That's what's going to make Sam the best. During the summer, Sam goes to trumpet camp. And by the way, next year, Sam is going to learn how to play the piano. Youth groups and social organizations, they're designed to provide kids with release activities that are designed to be fun. But now, they're seen as something that looks good on a college application. What used to be fun and relaxing has become another arena for competition. We push too hard, and our kids, they feel it. According to a Liberty Mutual study, 83% of teenagers say they are stressed about homework and pressure to excel. 83%. And the pressure just doesn't dissipate. It just doesn't go away. Sometimes the pressure pops. Studies show that children who exhibit physical symptoms of stress are more likely to abuse drugs and alcohol. And sometimes the pressure is so great that it changes the child. According to one survey of 12,000 high school students, close to 75% of the respondents admitted to cheating at some point during their schooling. 75% admitted to cheating. And adults, we too feel the pressure. Just look at the place where we spend the most time. The office. According to a National Sleep Foundation survey, the average American works a 46-hour work week. And almost 40% of the survey's respondents work more than 50 hours a week. We work so hard to get ahead, to be the best at what we do because we want to succeed. The recently published book, Making Good, How Young People Cope with Moral Dilemmas at Work, has some really scary findings. Let me sum up the book with one sentence. The authors demonstrate the following, and this is their conclusion. Young professionals just starting out in their careers feel that there was no choice. If they were going to stay in their jobs or even get a job, they may have to cheat just to keep up and make it in the field. Barry Bonds and James Fry are not alone. In a society that places a premium on getting ahead, values such as integrity and honesty can be lost. We need to be careful. Certainly, we should compete. We should strive. We should push ourselves to achieve. According to the Talmud, we have two inclinations, the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination, and the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. The Yetzer HaTov, the inclination for good, and the Yetzer Hara, they work to counteract one another. But the Yetzer Hara, that evil inclination, it's not exclusively evil. Maybe it's even a poor designation to call it the evil inclination. Maybe we should just call it our drive. It's our drive that propels us. It propels our desire to achieve, to build, to advance. And as the Talmud teaches, without the Yetzer Hara, without the drive, there would be no buildings, no institutions, no advances in the world. But it can't be only the Yetzer Hara, an unmitigated, relentless pursuit of goals. When we say success at any cost, often the costs are too high. Our tradition reinforces that the Yetzer Hara cannot function alone. At every turn, our tradition encourages us to find balance, to balance the Yetzer Hara with the Yetzer HaTov. Our tradition teaches us to push, but not too hard. Let's remember lessons left unlearned by Barry Bonds and James Fry. We need to keep in mind how to strive with balance, how to better ourselves without losing ourselves in the process. Instead of focusing on what we want to do, let's appreciate what we have done. Instead of looking ahead all the time, let's take time to look around. Do you remember playing ball in the schoolyard? We all did it. Remember playing ball in the schoolyard? Hearing the crack of the ball hitting the bat? Do you remember as a child when you received a new journal? The crisp pages, waiting to be filled with your thoughts, your hopes, and your dreams. What if Barry Bonds and James Fry could remember? If we live our lives accordingly, recognizing the sacred in the seemingly mundane, finding joy and satisfaction in what we do, in what we have, and who we are, we can continue to push ourselves without pushing too hard. Shabbat Shalom.